And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's a senior editor there, and he's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm half asleep. Sorry.
It's a sleepy morning.
Yeah.
This is a double shot morning.
Yeah, I woke up a little bit cold.
Yep.
But, you know.
And the emergency broadcast system hard at work. I love it.
Yes.
Very important.
If you're in Albuquerque, be careful.
Feast or famine?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Boulder's getting it rough.
I know.
But, what is it, like 10 or 12 inches in some parts?
Of rain?
It's ridiculous.
Isn't that what we're supposed to get in a full
like a year?
Year here in New Mexico?
Yep.
Northern New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'll take it. I mean, just be careful.
Yeah.
Man. So what's going on this weekend?
Well, we did a show a few days ago on the business of the business, Showbiz 101, which is a workshop at Warehouse 21 where you can learn to act and audition and be in showbiz. And I guess there's a few seats available for the workshop. It's very inexpensive. It's really professionals. There's one of the actors from Breaking Bad. There's amazing people involved in it. We had casting agent Cheryl Roberts here the other day. So for more information, you can call 795-8563, or you can just go to Warehouse 21's website. That's probably the best thing to do, warehouse21.org.
Cool. Yeah. So rain or shine, the AHA Festival is this weekend. The After Hours Alliance Festival is this weekend. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. Actually, this is not necessarily related, but you have to go to the Rail Yard on Saturday at 7 p.m. to go see Minus the Bear in Rail Yard Plaza. I saw them at Warehouse 21 actually a few years ago.
What
and
is
they were
Minus
amazing.
The Bear?
Minus the Bear is sort of a combination of sort of like finger tap guitar, folk, and electropop.
Huh.
But they played at Warehouse 21 and they brought the house down.
Really?
Yeah. And this is a free concert. And this is put on by Heath Concerts, and it's part of the Rail Yard Concert Series. You can go online and find out more at heathconcerts.org. But at 7 p.m. on Saturday, go see Minus the Bear. It's going to be awesome. There's
a
lot of great music happening.
If you listen to KSFR local news, we are not Minus the Bear these days. There's bears in town.
No, like 13 sightings in like 3 days or something, or in a week. I haven't seen any in our neighborhood. There was one, I guess, over at the University of Art and Design near my house.
Yeah.
One or two, actually, but they never showed up in my hood.
Right.
My dogs would not like that.
No, there would be some barking. We've been having so many coyotes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear them yipping all over town.
And my dog has learned to howl in response.
Really?
Yes. He loves it. It's brought out his inner wild dog.
Are you sure they're not like communicating, like they're like planning some sort of takeover of your home or the world?
Anything is possible. I don't speak coyote, and I barely speak dog.
You barely speak dog? I speak a little bit, but no cat. I don't speak any cat. Actually, I wanted to say that the AHA Festival. It's all weekend, but on Sunday, we've got D Numbers and Luke Carr's rock band. Huge ensemble.
Oh, cool. I got a note from Luke Carr.
Yeah, Storming the Beaches with Logos in Hand is the name. And that's from noon to 9 p.m. in Rail Yard Plaza. This is also a free event. So there's going to be tons of cool stuff going on in the Rail Yard this weekend.
Free events are good.
Yeah, bring a poncho, okay?
A poncho.
Bring a poncho and maybe an umbrella.
And a friend named Poncho.
Really? Via?
You never know.
No.
Hey, there's two dogs of the week.
Two
dogs of the week, yep. Hot Dog is a purebred dachshund female about 2 years old who's lively and playful, and if I may add, cute. And Bun is a dachshund chihuahua, chiweenie, I guess is what they call it, mix, who's also about 2 years old and very sweet, and you can adopt them separately or together from Dupaw's Rescue. And this Saturday, they will be at PetSmart. Off of the Cora's Bypass in Albuquerque at the big tent event with Watermelon, Mount Ranch, and other local rescues. And Hot Dog and Bun will be there.
Hot dog and bun.
Mm-hmm.
Are they named that because they're like brother and sister?
You know, this is the first I've heard of it, but all I can say is they're really cute, and they're 2 years old, and they would, I'm sure, be very good pets.
Yeah, if you're a dachshund lover, here's your chance. Right. Nico Case is playing tonight at the Lensic.
Ah.
Everyone's freaking out about it. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org. I believe curtain is at 7:30 p.m. for that show.
Why should we freak out?
Because Nico Case is an awesome singer-songwriter. And I know a lot of people that are going.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and sleep tonight. But
sleeping is also a good activity.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice that this didn't happen during Indian Market and Spanish Market and Fiesta?
I know, but I'm really bummed about, you know, I mean, what's a little rain, but the After Hours Alliance Festival really deserves great weather.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So you just got to prepare, you know.
Ponchos.
Bring a poncho. what else is going on? No kitties of the week?
Yeah, you want the cat of the week?
Of course.
You want
I promised people on Facebook yesterday that I would give them kitties.
This cat of the week is Marla. Marla was rescued during one of the ongoing trap, neuter, and release projects, and she is enjoying a one-on-one foster situation, and she would do very well if adopted into a home with another young social cat or kitten. She's sweet, playful, but she's startled by loud noises. She's a beautiful girl with a short black and white coat and a little Groucho mustache. Oh my goodness. They should send pictures. But anyway, you can see pictures of all the cats at Felines and Friends' website, which is fnfnm.org. And she's not even a year old. She's still a kitten. So that's a good kitty. You can also call 316-2281 in the 505 area code.
Neat.
Yep.
Hey, this is cool. Have you seen the Pearl exhibit over there at Site Santa Fe?
No.
This weekend they're doing Arcos Dance is presenting a kinetic encounter, which is sort of like a performance that's that plays off of the Pearl in a really nice way. Anyway, there's a performance tonight at 6 p.m. I believe it runs through the weekend. There's also one at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday. And on Sunday, there's one at 2, and there's one at 4. And this is free. I'm finding a lot of free stuff.
Good free stuff. That's nice.
Yeah.
And you know what else is free? All the galleries on Friday nights, which is really fun. Meyer Gallery has works by Douglas Fryer called Winterfield Summer Pastures. And this Douglas Fryer seems to be a very, very good painter. And you know, just check them all out. They look like small, beautiful, very deeply felt landscapes.
Neato. There's also Santa Fe Clay's got a show in /site is what it's called. Works by Meredith Burkell and Lynn Duria. And there's a reception and artist talks from 5 to 7 p.m. today. It shows up through October 26th, but
excellent.
The opening is today in the rail yard where there is tons of stuff happening.
And speaking of all the animal things have just bombarded themselves into our presence here, but the Barkin Boutique is having its summer sale with 50% off of clothing and footwear and handbags and all kinds of things. And they are next to Jinja at DeVargas Center. And I enjoy eating at Jinja, and so I always stop by the Barkin Boutique, and it's a very nice animal shelter benefiting. Is it the Espanola Animal Shelter? I think it is. Benefiting store.
Have you been to the, is that, that's, what's the one over there by Candyman?
Oh yeah, that's another one.
There's another one over there.
There's a lot of animal shelter resale stores.
Yeah.
And they're all good.
Yeah, I have to keep myself from going into places like that because I always tend to buy stuff that I really, really want but don't need.
Yeah, but it's 50 cents.
Yeah.
Or $5.
Which is cool because then I can get rid of other stuff I don't need and make room for more stuff that I don't need. It's a vicious cycle.
What do we need? Let's talk about what we really need.
Yeah. What do we really need is we need to go to the Rose Show on Saturday at DeVargas Center, presented by the Santa Fe Rose Society from noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the downtown DeVargas Center Mall. This is, again, a free event, of course. 988-4614 for more information on that. I love roses.
I do too.
My hubby has a really green thumb, and I tend to kill everything in sight. Like if I look at a cactus, I'll kill it. Doesn't matter. I'll just kill it. So we
better it than you.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But my garden is out of control this year. And when I say my garden, I mean the garden that he prepared and tends to, and I don't touch. My garden. But lots of vegetables and things like that. And I think it's on Saturday. Is it on Saturday? Yes. Let's Grow, Preparing for Fall. Members of the Santa Fe Master Gardener Association share tips and techniques for extending the gardening season. That's from 9 to 11 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds over there on Rodeo Road.
Awesome.
So you can learn to, I'm sure, not only tend your garden, but prepare some things for winter.
Yeah, I think it's important. There's a lot of things you're supposed to plant. Like, I think you're supposed to plant
bulbs.
Your bulbs.
Yeah.
I just found some old iris bulbs that I dug up, and so I think I'll plant them.
Those things are like mint, though. You put one in the ground, and it's like they just like...
They multiply.
They multiply like rabbits.
I know. Hey, Peace Talks Radio is a radio series on peacemaking and nonviolent conflict resolution, and it's celebrating 10 years and over 120 episodes with a special fundraising event that includes music by oud master Rahim Al-Haj and critically acclaimed singer-songwriter Mary Gaucher. And you can... find that at the, let's see, where is it happening? It's happening tonight at the James A. Little Theater at 7:30. So it's a benefit for Peace Talks Radio, and we are going to give away one pair right now. So the second caller to 428-1382 gets a pair of tickets to this event tonight, and definitely worth supporting. This wonderful radio show. It airs, I think, on one of the other local public radio stations, not KSFR, but, we're all brothers and sisters here in public radio land.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Hey, did you know that the Museum of International Folk Art is turning 60?
Really?
Yeah. Museum of International Folk Art's Fall Harvest Festival and 60th birthday party is on Sunday. And guess where it is?
Where?
At the Museum of International Folk Art.
You're trying to trick me.
Totally. It kind of ties into the new world cuisine, histories of chocolate mate y mas exhibit they have there. It goes from 1 to 4 p.m. It's by museum admission, but always a groovy time. And that's a really fun exhibit, too, if you haven't been. Cheryl, our food editor, and myself are involved in an event that they're doing in November. It's going to be a lot of fun. But this is going to be a lot of fun, too. I'm trying to, cram in a lot of stuff. I want to, go to the botanical garden and then do this, but if the weather's not going to cooperate, I'm going to be really mad.
But well, you can always go to the Rose Show.
That's true. You can go to the Rose Show, which is, at the same mall where the Woody Allen film is that I want to go see.
Excellent.
So maybe I could just do that instead. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
My favorite Woody Allen quote of the week is, not that he said it recently, he said it a long time ago, but he said something like, I don't want to achieve immortality through my great works. I want to achieve immortality through not dying.
Very, very smart man. Very smart man.
Hey, did you talk about Los Lonely Boys?
No, I didn't. Would you please?
Santa Fe Convention Center tonight with the Plateros and Soul Fire.
Cool.
That's what I got on this note.
I love the Plateros.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much of Los Lonely Boys, but they're a big deal.
Yeah. And I also got a note that J. Boy Adams, Zenobia, Mr. Sister R&B are happening at the Cowgirl, and of course salsa, merengue, cumbia y más at the Lodge at 9 o'clock. The Littlest Birds at Second Street Brewery, and Milonga, which is a dance band at Taos Plaza Gazebo, and let's see, yeah, lots of stuff going on, dance-wise,
cool.
Music-wise.
Let me see here, what else is happening? Oh, this is cool. My friend Audio Buddha, who lives down in Albuquerque, is coming up to the dual sorry to the dual brewery on Sunday. That's our new Belgian style brewery in town.
Really?
Really? Yes.
Belgian beer.
Yeah, it's on Parkway Drive. Yeah, Belgian
Even people
beer.
Who don't like beer like Belgian beer.
That's right, because it'll knock you on it.
I being
anyway.
One of them.
There's going to be Audio Buddha's going to play, and let's see, drum and bass, ambient vibes. Deep house, down tempo. This probably all means nothing to you, Mary Charlotte, but it means the world to me.
That is correct.
Anyway, it goes from 4 to 7 p.m. at Dual Brewery. So that's a nice sort of happy hour time to go and get your beats on. And that's at 1228 Parkway Drive in Santa Fe. Go check out some locally brewed Belgian frothy beverages and get your groove on.
Now, where is Trinidad?
Colorado?
Is it anywhere near... Is it Southern Colorado?
I'm not in charge of those maps.
We're real geographically on top of things. But I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that they're having an art car festival in Trinidad this weekend, and it's called the Artocade Parade. And the vehicles, the decorated vehicles that they have at this thing are so amazing. There's a vehicle in the shape of a peacock. There's a vehicle that looks like a giant winged dinosaur, and you can see them, you can buy them, and you can just show up and have fun. But this is car art of the very highest order.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe also that I'm just going to speak of road trip for a second and say that you could go to Pie Town, and you could go to the Pie Town Pie Festival if you wanted. That would be nice.
You could and should.
You could and should. And there's a great piece by our managing editor, Candace Walsh, in the September issue of New Mexico Magazine. But I haven't been actually... I think I went there when I was a lot younger with my dad and my stepmother. And I don't remember it. All I remember it was like a really cool sort of small sort of town feel. Very sort of American, sort of apple pie kind of...
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. So that's going on. If you want to take a road trip, I don't know how wet it is down in Pie Town right now, but you can always check that on the radar, right?
Yeah, you can check that on the map, the weather map.
Oh, yes. Ew. We didn't talk about Collected Works yet, did we?
No, go ahead.
We didn't talk about that. Carmela Padilla is going to be talking about her new book, The Work of Art, Folk Artists in the 21st Century.
Excellent.
At 6 p.m. at Collected Works. That's on Thursday, by the way.
Next Thursday,
yeah.
Next week.
That's Thursday the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. So this coming Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. You can call 988-4226 or go to the Collective Works bookstore to find out more about the signings and readings and other bookish goings on there.
Okay.
Right? What else is happening?
Let's see. Friday the 13th, which is tonight at 6:30, cast and crew... on hand to discuss, it's a Q&A for Blaze You Out,
yeah.
A new film made in New Mexico. Did you say that already?
Nope.
Okay. So where is that happening?
That's happening at the
Jean Cocteau.
Cocteau. This is a film that was supposed to play at, I believe, the Independent Film Festival, but they either got tied to a different festival or something like that. This is going to be a great, this is sort of like a night of New Mexico film there at the Jean Cocteau.
Excellent.
And Blaze You Out, I've heard really good things about it. I saw a raw copy back in the day when it was supposed to play, I think last year.
It was good?
Or the year before, I can't remember. It's very good. It's kind of a harrowing story, but it's very good.
And tomorrow there is a reading and book signing with Michael Chabon, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning author, and George R. R. Martin. And Prize-winning Michael Chabon, author of Telegraph Avenue, Wonder Boys, and The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, will be reading from his works. And that's at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Sweet. And there's a hip-hop concert at Warehouse 21 tonight. If anyone's interested, it's called Kill the Mic. It includes rappers Crim Deezy, Rex Siphon from Rex Siphon Records, and Dan K. Stackhouse Music.
Excellent.
That starts at 7 p.m. You can ring Warehouse 21 for cover information on that one. Or just show up.
Showing up is good.
Show your support. Especially if you like hip-hop. No one else does it like Warehouse 21 does it.
Collected Works Bookstore has some other events, too. Tomorrow, Dave DeWitt, also known as the Pope of Peppers, will be at Collected Works Bookstore. He'll be at the Santa Fe Farmers Market from 9 until noon. He's an expert in all things peppers, especially the hot ones. And then later in the afternoon, Dawn Wink, a local teacher and author, will be reading from her new novel, Meadowlark, at 4 o'clock at the Collected Works Bookstore. Then on Sunday morning, Journey Santa Fe presents Peter Thomas White on the Collected Works stage, and he will be talking about the issue of the Middle Rio Grande Water Basin and water basin rights. Wednesday the 18th, two of the Colerain Writers Conference poets will be in the store to read poetry from their latest books. And as you said, Carmela Padilla on Thursday.
Sweet. Hey, this just came across. The Santa Fe Botanical Garden is having a community day on Thursday with extended hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is waived for New Mexico residents on Thursday. And non-residents pay a nominal fee. You can go to santafebotanicalgarden.org or call 471-9103 to find out more information. And hey, did we talk about Station to Station?
No, we
did
not.
Have you heard about this?
What is that?
This amazing event that is happening. It's basically a choo-choo train that is traveling all over our great nation. And it is basically an art happening. I mean, I don't know exactly how else to put it, but there's going to be tons of great live music.
On a train.
Well, no, not on a train. It's pulling into the Santa Fe. It was actually supposed to be in Lamy first, and then for some reason they moved to Santa Fe. And
because this is where the action is.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The Hanson family is going to be on hand. Giorgio Moroder. If you don't know Giorgio Moroder, I mean, he's going to be in town.
Okay.
So, some Diana Ross history. And
I need to tell you, even when I was 18, I had no idea what was going on.
Even when you were
18. You've always had your finger on the pulse, Mr. Rob DeWalt.
You should put that on your tombstone.
I just got a note from the station that Trinidad is just across the New Mexico-Colorado border. It's less than 3 hours from Santa Fe.
So
and you just take I-25 up and you can go to that car show.
So it's not even as far as Durango. My partner is in Telluride at the Blues Festival this week. And he's probably miserable because it's probably really wet there. But that's okay because I have to go to work.
But you can also go to Pronzo and hear David Geist sing in Geist Cabaret tonight. And then tomorrow he will be there with Julie Trujillo. And it's always great fun. And Tuesday there's an open mic night at Vanessi where he's playing. And then Wednesday he'll be there with Julie Trujillo. So Vanessi and Pronzo, places to go here. Very nice music. Kind of old-fashioned music sometimes, too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Los Alamos, they're having the 5th Annual Next Big Idea Festival from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be science exhibits and a robotic frisbee competition. a second annual trashin' show, which I assume is recycled fashion. And food. That's on the Fuller Lodge lawn. That's going to be cool. And also that same day on Saturday, they're going to have a fest at Central Park Square with food. Here's where you get me. Beer and Wine Garden, concerts. Surf Lords are going to play. Have you ever seen the Surf Lords?
No.
Awesome surf band.
I love surf bands, actually.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's going to be great.
The Encaustic Art Institute's 5th annual afternoon gala and art auction is happening this Sunday at from 2 to 6 at the Encaustic Art Institute Gallery, just 20 minutes south of Santa Fe on Highway 14. It's County Road 55A. For more information, you can go to EAINM. What's that? Encaustic Art Institute NM.com for a map or call 424-6487. And there's a poetry and limerick reading by Stuart Hall. Body and Soul Jazz Trio is playing, and a silent auction, and a live auction, all kinds of good things. And plus, encaustic art is really cool because they paint with wax and things like that.
Sweet.
Yep.
Hey, Jean Cocteau is also playing Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh.
Let's see. 11 p.m. This is the late show. 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, September 13th. And I believe Sunday the 14th. But you might look it up. And then, that's at the Jean Cocteau. Late night films are back in Santa Fe. This
Thank
is so
goodness.
Awesome.
I love that midnight films started at 11 in Santa Fe. Artists residing in the village of Pilar invite everyone to attend the Pilar Studio Tour this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Maps and information at the Pilar Yacht Club. No joke, 15 miles south of Taos or 29 miles north of Española on State Highway 68 in the Rio Grande Gorge at the entrance of the Gorge National Monument. So lots of good stuff. They have a Facebook page, so just look for Pilar Studio Tour. And look at that, it's time to go.
It is time to go.
How did that happen?
Hey, check out the mini Beckett Film Festival at the screen this weekend.
Yes.
Actually, Sunday the 15th only. Come and Go and Waiting for Godot are screening on Sunday only.
Excellent.
And running times vary, so you're going to have to either go online or call the screen and find out. And support CCA, Cinematheque, all of our local theaters.
Excellent. And Argos Gallery is having a show of Sandra Sandia Lewis tonight and all the other galleries here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, Speaking of the Arts with Rob DeWalt, senior editor at New Mexico Magazine. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And please write anytime, radiocafe@ksfr.org. Love hearing from listeners, whatever you've got to say. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Rob DeWalt, have a wonderful, sleepy, happy weekend, whatever you're doing.
And you too. And wear a
pantyhose. Hasta la vista.